World AIDS Day is coming. It will be on the 1st of December. And on that day, we have a message for the world. But first, we acknowledge the devastation that is happening in the world today, the war in Ukraine, the war in Gaza, and other wars. And what I want to say to the world on World AIDS Day is that even though it is so bleak out there, the United Nations member states are failing to end these crises, that there is one crisis, the HIV/AIDS pandemic, where the United Nations brought together the governments of the world. They stood in solidarity. They have been fighting this disease, and there is success. We are a success story of the United Nations of member states. Why do I say that? I remind the world that even though today we still don't have a cure and a vaccine for HIV, that we have 30 million people now who have access to treatment and they are living good lives. The other side of the coin is that there's still another 9 million out there whom we must find and get on treatment too. The third point we say on this World AIDS Day, we've chosen the theme of the role of communities being recognized and supported. Let communities lead. And why do we say that?
I wanted to ask you, so what are some of the ways that the communities are leading?
It is communities and their leadership who waged those battles in the 90s and in the 2000s, from South Africa to Thailand to Brazil, to break pharma monopoly on the treatment and make it reach everybody. It is communities that brought the price down from $25,000 per person in 1995, down now to about $70 per person per year. It's communities who have been fighting and getting these horrible laws that criminalize people for who they love and who they are, and pave the way for people to accept what they need. Communities monitor how governments deliver and make demands for better services. Don't get in the way of communities. Don't shrink the civic space for communities to work. Free the space for them. They are partners to government. They are not enemies.
As you mentioned earlier, Winnie, World AIDS Day is December 1st, this Friday. Can you briefly just tell us where we are or where does Africa stand in the global effort to end HIV/AIDS?
Absolutely. Last year, 2022, 630,000 people died of AIDS-related illnesses, and 1.3 million people were newly infected. The majority of these new infections, the majority of these deaths were in Africa. We know that women and girls are still disproportionately affected. This is the case in sub-Saharan Africa. HIV, AIDS, new infections are the face of a girl in Africa. That's a sad thing. We also know that criminal laws against LGBTQ people are driving LGBT people underground. They are more highly vulnerable to infections and to deaths than the rest of the population. We need to repeal those laws. The Ugandan law, the Anti-Homosexuality Act, was moving the country in the wrong direction.
The first answer you gave me, you went through a series of issues. Every issue is competing for finance. Where is your organization in terms of funding?
That's a good question. We are seeing that global solidarity is stretched. First, in terms of political will to solve problems, is weak. There is tension between big countries. That is disabling the UN. And resources are being concentrated in wars. This is unfortunate. All the problems are important. But we must not drop the ball on HIV/AIDS. Why? Because it is the one success story we have. where we have a real chance to achieve the SDG target and to reach the end of this pandemic. And the investment that's needed has a very high rate of return. The lives saved, the girls who will not be infected, who will go on to be productive women, mothers, economic producers, it's enormous. So the point we make here is that don't drop the ball on an issue where we are winning.
Winnie, it's a pleasure to speak with you, and thank you always. Thank you very much.
Thank you, James.